Welcome into the Take the Shot podcast. I'm Alec, and we also have Nick here. And today, we are here to talk about how the Utah Jazz made a trade for Jalen Hood-Schifino.
And those two second-round picks.
Danny Ainge is a madman. But honestly, guys, obviously we're here to talk about the shocking news that the Lakers have Luka. Nick, what was your initial reaction to the trade?
Danny Ainge is a sick fuck. He had to get in there just for those second-round picks. But honestly, while I was watching the fucking Portland game, and I heard Tom Hapistro talk about it, I was like, wait, what the fuck? No way, Luka got traded for AD. I was like, this is fake. Went on Twitter. check the tweets. Shams reported it. I was like, oh, fuck, this is real. Fucking, then I saw Shams, like, tweet out, this is real. Then I heard Bobby Marks also confirm that this is real because no one fucking believed it. Then I called you. You got your fucking Rob Pelinka move. Although they have no fucking bigs. And the gambling odds have just turned into the Lakers' favor. They went from like plus 4,000 to fucking like, I think it's at plus like 1,700 right now. Which is fucking stupid because I don't think people realize how much.
You're just going to give all the takes away right now? You're just going to go through all your takes right now?
No, I'm just saying.
He's taking the shot, guys.
Yeah, I'm taking my shot. But AD literally covers up for, like, everything, like, the Lakers can't do on defense. And obviously he can't cover up for everything, but that defense is going to be absolute dog shit once he leaves. Like, they will literally have no protection. Like, Jackson Hayes is not going to cut it. But I suppose I called you last night. What did you think about when I called you?
Well, first of all, just to recap, if you don't know, the Lakers acquired Luka, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris.
Yeah, the Morris twins.
And they gave up Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and one first-round pick. And like you said, you called me, and I was asleep, as I typically am. And I thought I was dreaming. But I also didn't think it was a dream because I would never have wanted Luka because I don't like Luka. And I just couldn't believe it. It was one of those rare ones that everybody was shocked. Like, usually, maybe, like, if you're not a big star, they can come out of nowhere and there can be, like, a trade. Maybe in the NBA, like, P.J. Tucker and Drew Eubanks got traded for each other. No one knew. There was no prior reports that it was in progress or whatever.
No, this one. PJ Tucker, though. Let's be real.
Okay, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But like, when star players are involved like this, usually there's some lead up. Like when KD got traded to the Suns, everybody knew KD requested a trade. It wasn't gonna be like, it wasn't minute for minute like, hey, this is about to happen. But we knew in the back of our minds, like, any minute now we could see a thing that says KD was traded somewhere. This was just out of nowhere. Like, no one knew the Mavs were soured on Luka. No one knew the Lakers were looking to do this. I don't even think the Lakers knew they were looking to do this.
No, I can guarantee you the Lakers did not know that they were looking to do this. It just looks like the Mavs wanted to get off fucking Luka, and they're treating him like he's Zion when, like, Zion, yeah, he's always overweight and misses a bunch of games, but I don't even think Zion's even played a playoff game with, like, Luka. Yeah, he bitches a lot. Yeah, he misses a lot of defensive assignments. But at least Luka's there for the big moments. He actually shows up and is, like, a perennial, like, MVP finalist. Even though he hasn't won the award yet. But he does come to seasons. He starts seasons slow. He always comes in out of shape, but usually once it's go time, it starts to pick up. I guess this has just been the aberration where he's been injured. I don't know if that was enough for them to really decide that they want to go a different direction, but it seems like it was.
Yeah, so let's get into the Mavs side of things first because everybody is confused. And I feel like, rightfully so, they have a 25-year-old world-class superstar. Like, you got to remember, you got to factor in, this is not just an American superstar. He's an overseas superstar, too. He's got a brand. And they just gave him away for, I guess I shouldn't say they gave him away. Anthony Davis is a Hall of Famer. And despite me calling him street clothes and getting on his ass the past 5 years because he is, I want him to be better. Still, top 10 player in the league. Really damn good.
And let me just throw on real quick, like, Anthony Davis was, like, he was an absolute hit as a first-round pick, as our first number one overall pick. Like,
that is true. Like,
go through it, it's, there's not that many first-round picks that, like, have surpassed, like, the expectations that he had. Like, he's not become that number one offensive player that people always want him to be, but he's definitely a solid number two offensive player and definitely a number one defensive player, which for first overall pick, you really can't ask more than that.
Yeah, I think if you gave him to 29 other teams, even if you gave him to the Mavs, they would be happy. It's just, it's for Luka.
The Pelicans literally got Zion, and they probably thought Zion was a bigger hit than AD, but AD was definitely more of a hit than Zion ever has been in his career.
Well, yeah.
Most likely probably ever will be, just because AD's put together great seasons. Zion has yet to put together, he's probably put together one good season, but I think he played like 60 games or so. He hasn't put together like a good like 70 game season and like even a playoff game.
Yeah, I think from the Mavs' point of view, I can see what they were thinking. I just think the process is awful because, first of all, okay, let's say you don't want to pay Luka the Supermax that he's up for this coming offseason, or he was up for this coming offseason. Let's say he really is fat Luka and they see like a downfall coming. Yeah, I could see putting him on the market, but that's the thing. You got to put him on the market. Like every 29 other teams. 29 of them, all 29 of them would have called and made some sort of offer.
They just took the Belichick approach, get rid of them a year early than a year late.
But they could have done that, they could have still done that and not made this deal. But the thing that is in their favor, I guess, they still got Anthony Davis. You can go through all these hypothetical trades. Is there a player out there that someone would have traded for Luka that's better than Anthony Davis?
Yeah, that's, I don't know. That is the one thing I think people aren't giving enough credit to, is that you're not getting a player as good as Anthony Davis back in a Luka Doncic trade. If you want more of a pick package, yeah, I would hold out for San Antonio, because that, they got picks.
Or me, OKC.
That would probably be something that they'd be willing. I don't know if OKC can do it with their, they would have to trade like Jay Will or something.
I Chet.
Guess, I don't know. Nah, they can't trade Chet. They need the big guy. They're already short bigs. If they're doing one, it's got to be Jay Will.
I guess, but I mean, I see the fit. They Anthony Davis with Kyrie pick and pop. Cool. That's awesome. They have Klay Thompson. They got shooters on the outside. Theoretically, if Klay doesn't show, if Klay shows up and
yeah,
it's not washed.
Klay's just not as consistent as he once was, but.
But I can see what Nico Harrison, the Mavs GM, is trying to do. But I just think if you need to sell high on Luka, you could have sold higher for the future. But he did. He was interviewed today and said, the future to me is the next 3 to 4 years. In 10 years, they'll probably have buried J. Kidd and I by now. Because they know the ceiling, the being Eric Spoelstra and surviving 15-plus years as a coach doesn't happen. Being Bob Myers and getting it, being able to leave your job as a GM on your own doesn't happen. So I can see if you go all in, cool. I'm a big proponent of that. Like I was telling you for months, Rob Pelinka better make a move because – and Mike Dunleavy Jr. better make a move to capitalize on the end of LeBron and Steph's career. Like I'm all for that. Play for now. Don't be so focused on the future. But wouldn't the now be for – wouldn't focusing on now be about keeping your 25-year-old top five MVP candidate in the league?
I guess they – what Nico Harrison was saying is that he believes this team is a championship contender this year and he wants to contend for a championship this year. I guess like in his comments – he kept pointing out defense, like defense wins championships. So I think that's really where he was like taking the shot. Luke is that Luke is just not holding his end up on the defensive end. And that is, I guess, on that team though, is PJ Washington, is he coming off the bench now? Or is he playing the three? Like,
oh, no, he's definitely coming off the bench. I think they would start like Quentin Grimes, or maybe, honestly, the problem with the analysis for both these teams right now is I think they both have moves left in the chamber, and honestly, I don't think this is the first time you guys are hearing from us this week. I think we'll be back a couple times, because I think the Lakers have moves, and I think the Mavs have a move or two left because they need to add more offense, and the Lakers, on the other hand, need to add a fuck ton more defense. Because, but what do you say? So we spoke about just now how Nico Harrison said that he's playing for this year and he thinks trading for Anthony Davis makes them a better all-around team with his defense.
Well, Kyrie,
do you think that's true? Do you think trading
Anthony, he's a world-class defense player. Like, he is a perennial.
Well, yeah, I know that, but do you think
DPOY candidate, like,
but do you think Luka's offensive acumen, taking that off the team and adding AD's both offense and defensive acumen, makes them a better team? Who would you rather have right now? Would you have made the trade, basically, is what I'm asking you.
I would not have made that trade, but I could see the case where AD, you don't lose that much on offense. It will change the style of your offense, but he can still provide enough on offense and just elevate that defense to where, yeah, they really could be a championship team. Like, and I guess the Lakers' biggest problem was always Jokic, and the T-Wolves, they had the team to beat Jokic, and they disbanded that team. So, honestly, I was really thinking Jokic actually has a good chance to make it back to the finals this year. If they run to the Mavs, that might be the team that can stop them, just because they'll have the bodies to go at them. They'll have Lively, they'll have Davis, and they'll have Gafford. And they can even throw P.J. Washington on them, too. Like, so they'll have the big bodies to throw at them constantly.
But can Kyrie be a number one on offense? Because Anthony Davis has proven he can't be a number one on offense.
Anthony Davis,
through no fault of his.
He can be a number one on offense. He's just not consistent with it.
Yeah, but in the seven-game series?
Same thing with Kyrie. I guess Kyrie's same.
Exactly. But Luka, on the other hand, night in, night out, he was giving you, I think, the only two players to average 27-7-7 in their career are Luka and Bron.
Yeah.
So Luka on the offensive end is completely, completely different. And not having that, it's going to be a big test. Either they got to hope Klay steps up, they got to hope Max Christie continues to hit threes and play good defense, and they... Who is the third option on the team? Is it Klay?
It could be Max Christie.
See,
just say that people have been discounting like Max Christie, the Max Christie part of it. Like, he's a young wing.
What's the ceiling?
He's just starting to come out into his own. He's like a 6'5", 6'6", shooting guard, small forward, can shoot, can play defense.
He can't dribble. He can't dribble.
I don't think they're going to ask him to dribble too much. Cause you'll have Dinwiddie. Exum's coming back. You'll have Kyrie. Like, they'll be the main playmakers. But
I think they need a better playmaker for offensive, with better offensive prowess.
He's actually a pretty good playmaker out of the post, too.
But
I think if he can guard, like, the best, like, guard or wing and hit threes, like, That might just be enough for that team.
Okay. Really, well, we got to put it this way.
They're counting to be a top three defense in the league, basically from now until the end of the season, and then hoping that their offense probably lands somewhere between like 8 to 12. If they be a top three defense and their offense lands somewhere between like 8 to 12, they'll definitely have a shot at the championship.
Okay, but let's put it this way. Do you think Anthony Davis and Max Christie combined can sort of cancel out on offense?
It's not the amount of Luka. Offense what Luka brought to that team, but I think they'll bring enough defensively where it could even itself out.
I don't know. The main thing is I see it. Like, I can see the thought process behind the trade, and I actually think the odds that have the Lakers championship odds skyrocketing and the Mavs declining, I think that should be reversed. I think the Mavs got better for this year. But here's the thing. When you have an asset like that, there's got to be some future plan put in place to make sure you can capitalize on the end of Kyrie and Anthony Davis primes, because this is just what I was talking about. Mike Dunleavy, Rob Pelinka, they owe their stars a chance to try to win a title. If the Mavs just sit here and are like, yep, we did this, this is the plan, we're not going to continue to add, we're not going to go all in and try to upgrade from Clay, from PJ, just to get a better third scorer, I think it's a terrible trade because it won't work. But if they make moves, I don't know if they can make a move, another move at the trade deadline, but if they don't go all in next offseason and get a better playmaker, third option than Spencer Dinwiddie or PJ Washington, then what was the point of this?
Could Cam Johnson be the play? Could they just flip that Lakers pick to the Nets and get Cam Johnson? Would that be enough?
I don't know how it all fits, but that's a damn good move. Cam was good. I don't know how that and since AD is so good at defense,
he can cover
for Cam's flaws.
Yeah,
I think a lot of
they get a knockdown shooter, and if he can be a fraction of what old Clay was like, that would be a huge step for them. But even just going back to what you said, most GMs and coaches, you like 98% of them, you don't get to leave on your terms. Like, usually you get kicked out. Even Bill Belichick got kicked out.
Yeah, it's
would have never seen that coming. So he might just be trying to get ahead of it. Like, eventually that pressure will come with Luka. And like,
I mean, I respect it, man. If you're in one of those roles and you can't take risks, you have to live with that your whole life. I mean, you got this. He's got fuck you money for the rest of his life, probably. I don't know his contract, but he's a GM of a basketball team. He makes good money.
Yeah.
If he gets fired tomorrow, he gets that money. He probably has like a 3-year contract left, probably. He's making multiple millions of dollars a year. He's a former Nike executive who could just fall right back into that. He's going all in. I respect it. You're going in for now. I think what Matt Ishbia is doing in Phoenix, if I was an owner, I'd like to think that way, because who cares what the world what it looks like 5 years from now? We don't know if the NBA is going to be around 5 years from now. It will be, but we don't know if it is.
Not going to put full caution on all this. You don't know if we'll be here tomorrow.
Well, to be honest, you don't. And look, people like GMs, I think a lot of times like to preserve the health of the organization down the road, and there's a balance between that. Like, obviously, you probably don't want to go full Matt Ishbia and leave the cupboard fully dry, because you want like an escape hatch if something doesn't work out. But if you're not in a rebuild mode, and you're just sitting there running a hamster wheel, going around and around, just waiting. Look at the Wizards, man. Look at the Wizards.
I love the Wizards.
Look at them. Look at the Magic. Look at. I'm struggling to think of a good example, but look at the Kings. Look at the Kings, right?
The Wizards and Kings, those are like in the same level. The Magic, they've had enough success where they're a proven level above that.
Okay, but look at the Kings, right? They had a good young nucleus, like, as early as like last year with Fox, Sabonis, Keegan Murray. They thought he was going to be really good and take a next step. Kevin Herter has always been like hyped up and never hit his ceiling. They waited too long to cash in on those assets, and now Fox is on the trade block. Now they have to go back to square one.
I feel like their situation was different.
It was different, but I'm saying
for a year, and then they thought they were that team. Whereas they didn't properly self-scout and realize they're not as good of a team as they thought they were.
Okay, yeah, but you still, I think you have to, when you're a franchise, and I guess this is in Nico Harrison's defense, you got to know when to take the big shot, big swing. When it's time to take the big swing, you can't just sit there and wait and wait and wait, because sometimes the opportunity passes you by, just like it did with the Kings. And that, for that, I respect the hell out of the move, because like he said today in his press conference, when he first presented the owner with the idea, he laughed in his face. And on one hand, that should be a sign. Maybe you don't want to do the move, but on the other hand, hey, man, if you have conviction about a move and you're GM, you got to do it.
Hey, he did take the biggest swing, and if it hits and they win the championship, you never have to say you're sorry.
The words are But if it doesn't, he'll be out sooner than 3 and 4 years like he said he was. And you know what? He's content with that, so I got to respect it, like I said.
Hey, but most GMs, they're just trying to do whatever they can, push the can down the road just so they keep their job. He's going all in. And isn't that what we always hate about, like, what I know specifically me and you hate about coaches and GMs? They're just pussies, always, like, playing for the future, playing to save their job. They're not actually, like, playing to win. This is a move where he's playing to win.
Yeah, and if we kind of transition over to the other side of this trade, I think the biggest thing about this trade is, like you said, the GM can't play be a pussy. He's also got to go in. And I know you're going to sit there because you want your organization to be healthy and you don't really care if LeBron wins a ring. Guys, for the podcast listeners, Nick, LeBron hater, Lakers fan. Alec, LeBron lover, Lakers hater. We're kind of on the opposite ends of the spectrum here. You want to wait. You're in that wait mode for the Lakers because you care about the Lakers more than you care about Bron.
True.
And I'm in the don't be a fucking pussy. Don't waste the end of this guy's career. And guess what? If the reports about Luka being a fat fuck and being lazy and not maybe having the best long-term outlook are true, they also got to play. The thing I was thinking about earlier is they got to play for now because they have Bron, but they also got to play because they're in Luka's prime, and you don't know how long that's going to go, because maybe he does just not give a shit about conditioning. Maybe he is going to age badly and get injured and stuff like that. You got to go now. So there's Rob needs to get some bigs. He's got to get some bigs quick, and he's got his star now. He's got his thing that he's always talked about, the future. The future is no longer AD. The future is no longer a 32-year-old big once Bron leaves. Or probably he probably would have played a couple more years, so probably like a 33, 34-year-old big. The future is now a 25-year-old generational talent that's a worldwide star. All in.
I know you're going to be mad at this, but if Rob did what you wanted to do and just made some bullshit move at the beginning of the season just to try to extend Bron's prime, this move would not have been available to them right now.
What are you talking about? They wouldn't have traded AD.
Yeah, but then you probably would have wanted them to trade both picks for like Zach LaVine or some bullshit.
That's not true. I don't want that. I don't want Zach LaVine.
Okay. Well, then. Okay. But you kept saying Rob Pelinka should make a move. When I told you, there might not be a move out there for him to make.
Nick.
But
Nick
just got the best move.
That's my point. If there may not be a move out there, who the hell thought Luka was ever going to be traded this year?
Nobody.
No. Exactly. So guess what? Do your job, Rob. Hit up the phones, make the damn move. I don't care if you don't think Pascal Siakam's available. Hit him up.
Please,
try
no,
it.
No,
I don't.
Stop.
I don't want him. I don't want him. But he's a big.
We're not going for Pascal.
But I'm just saying.
We were literally counting on Luke. Well, they were counting, but they were hoping on the chance to at least have the chance to have Luke hit free agency and sign him, because that's why the Heat are trying to keep their space open. Is they were looking for that summer of 2026.
The Heat are another good example of, hey man, sometimes you gotta cash in on those assets because it's gonna blow up in your face. They can trade whatever they get for Jimmy is not gonna be that great because it's Jimmy, he's old, and clearly the Heat have no leverage. And maybe Tyler Hero continues to ascend, but I think this is probably close to the peak of Tyler Hero, and he's going to level off here soon. Bam is kind of leveled off. At the end of the day, go all in, man. Fuck the future. Like, you have, like we just talked about, you kind of, you do want to be a healthy organization, but why do you think Rob should wait? What's gonna, is it just Braun? If Braun retired tomorrow, would you be like, yeah, go get the star?
Yeah, I just feel like at this point, the Lakers really can't move on until Braun either gets traded or retires. Just because he has such a stranglehold on every franchise that he's a part of. And right now, he's not good enough to be worth that. I know you will disagree, but
okay.
He really does not play defense anymore.
Okay, but you're saying you wouldn't take LeBron as your two? If you're trying to build a champion?
Yeah. Well, if Luka's your one, LeBron definitely can be your two.
Exactly.
You just need... I just don't know who they can get as who can cover up...
But that's your whole argument, Nick. At yesterday, at 11 o'clock p.m., did you think the Lakers could get Luka?
Okay, but who can the Lakers realistically get?
It wasn't realistic yesterday that the Lakers could get Luka until it was.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Bro, this is an aberration, though. We can't base every situation off an aberration.
Okay, if you want to target... I'm going to... I can't... Okay, so here's the thing. They can... I mean, the Jazz just traded for Mo Bamba. There's no way they want Mo Bamba. They can go get Mo Bamba if they want. For that lowest tier big. That's what I'm talking about. They can get a low tier big. They can go mid. Like a mid tier big. Like, is Miles Turner considered a mid tier big? I mean, they've been trying to trade for Miles Turner for 5 years. And Miles Turner has been trying to get there for 5 years. I don't think it's going to happen. Or they can go for like shoot for the stars type big. And I don't know who that would be. Because I think there's a lack of talent as a big in the big man world, besides the top of the top, like the Wimby, the Jokic, they're probably not going anywhere. I know they're not going anywhere. But you gotta try, man. You can't not try. If you for what?
I guess what would you think about this? The Lakers, they would have to go up there that 23rd-1 pick, but get someone like Donovan Clingan. Still kind of young now, but big, talented, can cover up for a lot of defensive mistakes. It's going to take some growing pains, but he might be a little short on that Luka timeline that you're looking for, and definitely short on that LeBron timeline. But
that's the thing. It needs to fit the timeline. I can see it, but I don't. I also don't think the Blazers would give that up because I think they want to build around him.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I would have said that with the Mavs. So you got to – if make the offer, make the offer. But, I mean, I don't know. I'd have to go through, like, roster by roster and see what bigs could theoretically be available. Because
Jalen for the Pistons, but
I don't hate it, honestly. But I don't know who, because they're having their best season in years. I don't know what they would want back. I mean, that's the thing, like. But Jalen Duren is the type of guy you would sell high on and be smart and not just wait, because I don't think Jalen Duren's the top of the top.
He's definitely a solid big. He'll probably be somewhere between like the 7th to like 15th best big throughout his career, but probably not ever getting into that top 5. I feel like definitely more of a defensive prospect than he's an offensive prospect.
I think that's fine because you have Luka now.
Yeah, Luka strives with the floor and play defense.
You have Reeves because I don't think the Lakers would give up Reeves for anything because he's one of as much as I think
they might. Honestly, the real thing is they need to give up Braun, but the problem is Braun has no trade clause and.
Nick, take your Braun hater glasses off. Okay, let me talk for 1 second. Put your Braun haters glasses off. This is now, those two are all in. Unless Bron wants to go, be my guest. I don't want him on the Lakers. I don't want to have to cheer for the Lakers anymore, especially with Luka on the team. Take him off for a second. Luka, 40-year-old LeBron. I know he's 40. I know he's LeBron. I know you don't like him.
Okay, answer me
he's
this.
He's still good.
How are they going to play together? Because they both like to handle the ball. They both don't really do much off-ball. Like,
LeBron is going to be off-ball.
They'll probably stagger it enough so that one of those two are on the floor at all times. But still, you're probably going to have a good, like, 12 or so minutes where they are overlapping. What do they do in those possessions when they are overlapping on offense? Because I feel like they both...
I know the
like that James Harden style ball where it's just like they'll do pick and roll like while everyone else is standing, then they'll just kick it out to the open 3-point shooter. But you still kind of need some.
You're gonna see LeBron play off ball. LeBron is 40. He don't need to be number one anymore. He didn't want to be the number one. That was the whole thing about teaming up with AD because he thought AD could be the number one. LeBron's gonna play off ball. There's gonna be growing pains.
We've always heard that about LeBron, but we've never seen it.
Do you think AD could have done that? If he'd still be there, and they'd probably be a little bit better if he had that extra gear to be consistent with it. He has flashes where, hell yeah, AD's number one. AD, you're running the offense through AD today.
All right, and I've been saying that for years. Like, AD did need to be the number one on that team.
Exactly, but now it's Luka. Luka has to be the number one. If I know their odds took a shot, and I don't think either of us think they're going to win a title to get together, but if they do, is LeBron going to be the one?
I feel like this is not a play for LeBron. This is a play for after LeBron.
Yeah, but they need. But here's the thing, Nick. That's my argument. If the Mavs gave up on Luka for some reason, and we can all like say the Mavs are idiots and like they're crazy, insane, because I think they are. But they gave him up. They gave up on him for a reason. And if they have those fears, maybe they're true. Maybe Luka has two good years max, and then he's gonna fall off. LeBron broke them. LeBron, KD, Steph, they're breaking the math. A lot of stars don't have that extended period of time of a peak anymore. You got to go all in now because you have prime Luka. You can't just sit here and wait 2 years until LeBron retires to go all in because you don't know if Luka is gonna be good.
I think this is just a play for one. Luka's gonna be pissed off. To LeBron, it always comes out how he's always taking care of his body. I think what you're really hoping for is that part rubs off on Luka, and Luka really starts taking his conditioning seriously. So he does have that elongated prime where he's still good till he's 35, 36. Because Luka's game isn't heavily predicated on athleticism. It's more just being smart, knowing body control, like knowing how to get a shot. That type of game, and with his size, he can definitely be good for a long time. He's just got to take care of his body. But if LeBron can get that right for him, the Lakers will be fine. They'll get someone else.
Exactly, but you don't know who that person is. You don't know who the number two is going to be in 2 years when LeBron retires. You don't know if they can't get anybody else. You don't know if maybe it comes out that Luka is a terrible teammate and no one wants to play for him because he's on the ball so much and he just doesn't play defense. Maybe he has issues. You don't know.
But you can also say that about James Harden, too. I feel like...
Okay, but Nick, you can't... I think you're being hypocritical because you sat there and you're like, yeah, I think GM should play for now. Why shouldn't the Lakers go out there and make a move? Why shouldn't they play for this year? It's going to be hard.
If they can play this year, definitely, but based on their move, I don't think that they think it's a move for this year. I think they think it's a move for next year and going on.
Yeah, because I think Rob has always had that fetish to stay in the role for 15 years. But Rob doesn't realize he could die in a helicopter crash just like the person who he owes his career to did. Like, do it now, Rob. You got LeBron. You got Austin Reeves on a good-ass deal who's probably one of the most valuable assets in the league.
But do we even
you have Luka?
Do we even know the stats of like Luka though? Like,
I think the reports are that he's supposed to be back before the All-Star break, and that's right around the corner, so he may be back. He may wait till after the All-Star break. He's gearing up, so he's at least doing some physical work. And like you said, the hope is Luka is known to be petty. The Suns passed on Luka. Every fucking chance that guy gets to play the Suns, he embarrasses them. Luka is going to be... Luka's probably going to be on a vengeance tour. There's going to be some kinks to work out. But LeBron is one of those players where he fits with anybody. It took a while to have him figure it out with Wade and Bosh. It took a while for Love and Kyrie to figure it out.
What about Russ, who we wanted, though?
Russ wasn't on that level then. Even then, he wasn't on. Like, LeBron would have figured out how to play with Russ and OKC Russ, but Russ fell off at that point. Like, he wasn't that good.
Yeah,
then.
He's driving down in Denver, though.
But he's still not. He's still not Russ and OKC.
Yeah, he wasn't like first team all NBA Russ. But
well, I don't think. I think Russ now probably knows how to take a backseat role more than he did then too, because Russ was at a different.
I just feel like Jokic is more willing to just play with people, and like he knows how to play with everyone. Bro, he knew how to make. I remember watching KCP play for the Lakers and watching the airball threes. He fucking never airballed a three with fucking Denver. Went to the Magic, now he's ass again on offense.
I mean, that's part of the team, though. I think the team around you, for role players like that, and role players like Russ at this point of his career, if you fit, you have a certain fit. Like, KCP is more of a role player. He went to Orlando to get a bag and be a vet on a team.
I know, but every media member is like, oh, the Nuggets, they need to keep KCP. KCP's a championship player. I'm like, KCP's kind of ass.
You're not a championship player until you win a championship.
Like, he just had the best player in the world creating the best shots for him, and he was decent. Like, Christian Brown.
Okay, you're not a championship player until you're a champion. Like, think of Andrew Wiggins. Do people think of him as a championship player?
No.
Nah, but is he? Yeah, he's a championship player.
He got a championship, but...
I mean...
That's also an aberration, because he hasn't done it since.
Yeah, there's a ton of people who just are one-time champions, but he's not on that. He's not on that Bron level of like being a star. He's not a star. He's not been a star.
Picks, like a bunch of expectations for Andrew Wiggins. Never lived up to any of them.
But he's never been a star in the league. Like,
but people were projecting him to be a star coming out. AD actually lived up to that. Andrew Wiggins didn't.
Granted, yeah, that's a fair point.
Expecting as much from Wiggins as they were AD, but there was
not after his college years.
At the time, though, there were still pretty high expectations for Wiggins.
Not after his college years. Not after his year in college when we kind of saw him play. The ceiling, I don't think, was ever as high as what people thought AD could be. It was before he played.
People still had high expectations for him because they thought he's the only
number one picks we've seen that have like ceilings where we don't think, hey, this guy's going to be a perennial all-star, was probably Anthony Bennett, who was going to be a good player if he hit. And then
that was a weird deal, though, because like,
no
one even knew he was going to be the number one pick. Ricochet, I guess the thing coming out on him, what I kept hearing was that, like, yeah, he's willing to take the shot. He just really sucks at making the shot.
You know who takes the shot? Us. Because this is the Take the Shot podcast. And Nick, as we transition, even though I kind of cut you off there, I want you to take the shot. What would you do if you're Rob Pelinka the rest of the trade deadline? It's not like...
convince Brown that he wants to team up with Steph Curry and Golden State.
Okay, little sidebar here before I push back on this. Wouldn't you hate that? Because you love Steph. Steph is like, I'm a Suns fan, but I'm also a LeBron guy. Like, and I would go with Bron. You're a Steph guy, and you're a Lakers fan.
I know, I love Steph, but I honestly, I think that team's done too. I just think it'd be funny for Steph and LeBron being rivals before, and now they're being best buddies after the Olympics and shit. Draymond Green, your worst nemesis, because he's going to be closer to Bron than you are, as both fellow Bron sexuals. But I just think it'd be funny, and then I'm still kind of high on Kuminga. I just think that people actually need to play him. Yeah, I'll play as Kuminga.
Gross.
Wiggins will probably take him back at salary filler, but we can dump him later.
Okay, well, I'm going to cut you off because this is not happening. Chris Haynes already reported that Bron was staying. So I want you to take the shot and build the rest of the Lakers roster the next 4 days. Realistically, without any, like, astonishing Luka-type deals, what do you think Rapalinka's next moves are?
His next move... Well, it will have to be some sort of big. I just don't... give me one sec. Let me see who could potentially be available.
I will, Phil, and I will take my shot while you wait, because I think Rob Pelinka will finally get his guy in Miles Turner. And I will be upset about it, but I don't think the cost will be too high because I think I want better. But this is the best he can do.
For me just because, like, he's not really a good rebounder, and I don't think his defense is that good where it would truly make a difference for that team.
Is there any unicorns out there that can solely be, like, just pure defense, no offense?
Maybe, like, a Walker Kessler, maybe? It's got to be someone like that, but then we're really getting into the White Lakers.
What about – I can't believe I'm saying this because I don't know. I'm going to say on the front end, I don't know if he's actually good, actually been good. I think – I don't think he can be a – he's a quality starter, but he could probably be a role player. What about Jonathan Isaac?
He's really good at defense when he plays. He can cover up for a lot. His injury history has just been so bad. I just do not – think you can count on that. Granted, his contract is so extremely nice where it's like descending and you can't get out of it. But I just don't know if I want to put my faith in Jonathan Isaac.
Well, I think that Jared Vanderbilt always also just got very – he got more important with this trade because Jared Vanderbilt, if healthy, can cover up a lot of warts on defense, but he's also – kind of a jack of all trades. He's not really a big, and he's not really a wing. He's kind of in the middle.
Yeah, he's definitely a tweener. Yeah, between like a big and a wing. But
and you
like,
need a big. Like you, the Lakers cannot go into the playoffs with Jackson Hayes as their starting center.
I feel like
you just can't.
Well, speaking of the Mavs, it was really like that Mavs game. Like, was it like I think it was like 2 years ago, where like Jared Vanderbilt just went off. He was like guarding everyone, made like some threes. Like, that was the game where it just kind of made everyone believe, like, that's what Jared Vanderbilt could be. If you can just be like that on defense and just hit, like, a three, like, here or there, like, that would make a huge difference for that team. I don't know. Clint Capella, I feel like he's too old. I don't know if he can maybe talk to Fox into giving you a Neko Okongwu.
Maybe. I'd like that a lot more. You know who I would... who I think would be a good fit that is has already been traded this year and has actually been really good, is Nick Richards. That was a good pickup by Phoenix. And
yeah, they're not trading, though.
They're not. And the Lakers need to stay away from Nurkic. That's not a fit. He's not good. Don't do it. Don't do it, Rob.
Nurkic would be a good dump for a year if it was just like for like this year and next year, and they get like – a couple firsts, but the problem is Phoenix has nothing to give up to, like, really salary dump. I guess they have, like, some shitty firsts now, but I don't know if they're going to use, like, two of those shitty firsts to, like, dump them.
They may, because they have to get off of them if they want any flexibility. So maybe you do that, and you get those shitty firsts back, and then you give, you know, Danny Ainge has a hard-on for firsts, so you just...
If they really wanted the – well, the problem is they got those first from Utah.
That is true. That is true.
So I don't – Utah's not taking them back.
I don't – like, you're right. I don't know who's out there. Like, Brook Lopez? Like, no. They need a defensive player, a defensive big. They can't have a turnstile on the defense.
It has to be – I don't know who else is out there.
Like I said, though, we didn't know Luka was out there, so you got to be creative in these times.
But,
I'm sure, like...
Even if they're not actually out there right now, who is a defensive player that would make up for what the Lakers are lacking?
Well, honestly, you just have to be a big body who rebounds and can not be a turnstile at the rim. So that's easier said than done, but there's a lot of big bodies out there that you can kind of hope hit. Like, you're not – I think you need to be better than a lottery ticket with, like, Mo Bamba or someone like that on the young side who hasn't really proven himself.
Yeah, I was kind of Mo Bamba for a little bit too long.
He's actually sneaky. He's been in the league a sneaky long time, too, so he's kind of in that –
If he doesn't hit by now, I doubt he hits unless he's like a fucking Norm Powell and just hits a 30.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to throw this out there. I don't think it'll work from a cap standpoint, and I kind of hate that I'm saying this. Rudy Gobert.
It will not work from a cap standpoint, and Luka would bully the fuck out of Rudy.
Yeah, but I think if anybody can get through that guy, it's Luka and Bron just being on his dick the whole time. I don't know. I don't know if this is they're looking to trade him, and I don't think this would have to be a three team because the Cavs would have to get something back. But
Jared Allen. Yeah, that's they're not doing anything this season because I feel like they've been way too good. There's no way they're gonna.
But like you said, they can't. They're kind of like the Suns of 2019. They need to, if they make a move, they got to make it now, because you don't know how long Donovan Mitchell is going to be content. You don't know if they see a big move out there, just do it. There's also Nikola Vucevic, which I don't think he's good on defense. I don't.
He's not a defensive player.
Is would you think the Nets would trade Nick Claxton?
Oh yeah. That might just be the best thing they could do right now.
I mean, Rob Williams could still be out there, but
he's Jonathan Isaac problem. Like, yeah. He's not kind of the most healthy. I fucking saw street clothes last night. So I don't know if he's healthy right now. He probably isn't.
I think the best one, I mean, I don't want Julius Randle at all. What about, again, I don't know if this works from cap standpoint, but I think he'd be available. Last from my past, DeAndre Ayton.
Okay, so I guess Luca said this. Thought I'd spend my career here, and I wanted so badly to bring you a championship. The love and support you all have given me is more than I could have ever dreamed of. For a young kid from Slovenia coming to the U.S. for the first time, you made North Texas feel like home. In good times and bad, from injuries to the NBA finals, your support never changed. Thank you for not only sharing my joy and our best moments, but also lifting me up when I needed it most.
It's rare, man. You don't really see star players get traded without them knowing about it or having it be in the process in any league, not just the NBA. But especially the NBA. I think if, like, when you called me, I just kept saying, what the fuck? What the fuck, man? This is not real, like everybody else. So it's definitely very interesting. I guess we've kind of been through some of the bigs that the Lakers can acquire. What do you think, to kind of wrap up the podcast and bring it full circle back, what do you think the Mavs can do if you would take the shot and build them into having a final piece for a deep playoff run?
Probably just trying to flip that pick and probably get Cam Johnson. Probably get if you're not going to have Luka, get at least another shooter on that team, solidify that offense. Again, AD can cover up for what Cam Johnson is lacking as a true 3-and-D player. He's more of a 3 than the D, but hey, at least.
What about this is going to be tough to do from a cap standpoint. And I don't think he can sign an extension, so I don't know if he'll like it.
I swear to God, you say Jimmy.
What about Jimmy?
Oh, my God.
I mean, think about it. Think about it.
Jimmy. I don't think that's happening.
No, you send Clay to Miami. Clay is a big deal.
You have to send Clay.
PJ.
The thing is, the Heat are trying to – they don't want those salaries.
Okay, you got to get a third team to come in and give them something they want. Get a fourth team in there.
Yeah, but then you still got to build up a trade and figure out what goes where. I don't know. Cause Jimmy makes so much, it probably has to be Kyrie that goes out.
Well, I don't think they're trading Kyrie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jimmy's not going to the Heat. Or Jimmy's...
It was a long shot, but I don't know. I think they're... Cam Johnson's a good one. I don't know what's out there as a wing. Whoops. You can cut that part out. I don't know what's out there as a wing, but... Whoops, you can cut that out again, too. I don't know what's... I don't know what is out there at the wing beyond Cam Johnson, but they do need to make a move. I agree.
Paul George?
Honestly, if I was the Sixers, I'd send that right away. Like... They got to blow it up. Talk about a team that missed their shot. They have got to blow it up.
Yeah, they probably should try to cash on Joel Embiid, too.
Hey, Los Angeles Laker, Joel Embiid.
That's another play that they're treating Luka like. They're treating Luka like he's Joel Embiid. At least, like, Luka's made the conference finals more than once. Like, Joel Embiid's literally never made a conference finals, and he's hurt every playoffs.
Los Angeles Laker, Joel Embiid.
Oh, my God, I would kill myself.
I don't know. I wouldn't want you. I don't want you to take that shot and kill yourself. But I, it's definitely interesting. I think that.
Well, Joel can make up. I guess assuming he can be prime Joel again, he can make up for it on defense because he can be a really good defensive player. He's excellent on offense. Like that would theoretically be a dream team. The problem with Joel Embiid is that it's always theoretical. It's never actual. He's never on the court. Yes, fuck. Last time he actually played Denver in Denver, I was there in 2019.
That was 4 or 5 years ago at this point.
It was like November. It was over 5 years.
Maybe
yeah,
six.
Yeah, I guess like five seasons ago. But yeah, it was like 2019. Yeah, what about 2019, 2020 season? Because I remember it was like November, like 2019 was like when we saw him. So it was like the beginning of that season.
I don't know.
He really has not played in Denver since, which I actually find fucking hilarious.
Kind of a sidebar, but I am glad this trade happened because now we can all stop pretending that the Jimmy Butler trade matters at all and would make an impact on anything because it won't. And he's not going to the Dallas Mavericks. He's not going to the Suns, probably. He's not going to the Warriors. I don't think they're going to make that move. Honestly, I think they should, because they should try.
The only team
but
that wants to make that move is the Suns, except everything goes through Bradley Beal because the Wizards are fucking retarded and gave him a no-trade clause.
Well, yes, we've been through that. We went through that last episode.
Over the whole league.
Is this going to be a bit you bring up every podcast for the next 200 episodes?
I could bring up dumb things that Wizards do.
Well, that would be endless, and we would be here forever. But...
Can we bring up how Jordan Poole thought he should have been an all-star on a, let's see.
Hey,
at
you know what?
41 team?
Maybe the Dallas Mavericks should trade for Jordan Poole to be their third scorer. He is an NBA champion.
He is an NBA champion. He just needs someone to keep him in check.
I don't think you want Kyrie trying to keep people in check. And I don't think AD is in that point where he
just don't
keep people in check.
I don't think he has the personality for it. But you, with Jordan Poole, you need someone to keep him in check.
I think this is a lost cause. I don't think anybody's trading for Jordan Poole. I don't think anybody wants Jordan Poole, even his parents. And having said that, we are going to wrap this episode up of Take the Shot.
Actually,
I'm sure.
After all, one shot.
Okay. All
right. I actually think that these Spurs should not trade for De'Aaron Fox. Hold the assets. Trade for LaMelo Ball this summer. I feel like LaMelo can give you exactly what De'Aaron gives you, and he's a bigger guard, and he's younger, and is more on that 1B timeline.
I'd rather have De'Aaron Fox. And
I was like, give me Melo. The one thing that worries me about Melo is the injury history. Like, especially for me, is he's had way too many ankle injuries.
His daddy
but
got those.
They fixed that with Steph, so I believe they could probably fix it with Melo.
His daddy put him in those shoes, man. He did. He's got stars. He won. He ended up winning, but he ruined his son's career.
He's been with Puma for a while, though.
But it's all jokes.
Yeah,
but
I don't know if you trust Puma.
It's all jokes, but honestly, I would have Fox. I would rather have Fox. I just think he's better.
I can see why people would think that, but I think that LaMelo can be better. And I think that in that Spurs system, like, you'll be forced to not fuck around the entire time and actually, like, play some serious basketball. And I think if he's actually playing, like, some serious basketball with Wemby, like, I feel like it'd be one of the most fun teams to watch just because you got LaMelo with the flash, you got Wemby just doing shit on defense that no one else can do.
Well, I think you're right. You could be right. I would have Fox, like I said. I'm not going to get into why because that's just my opinion of who they are as players. It really comes down to who I like to watch more. But I think we can all agree that somehow the Lakers are going to fall ass backwards back into Wemby because that's always what happens because they're the Los Angeles Lakers. And somehow, some way, they always end up with a star. You don't – it's throughout – even though they are one of the most dysfunctional organizations in the league. And – we're going to go ahead and wrap there. We probably will be back. Everybody needs to put their notifications on for Shams because at any moment, LeBron could be traded. KD could be traded. Book could be traded. John Morant can be traded. We know that now.
No one's safe.
No one is safe. No one is safe, and we will probably be back this week, probably at some point after the deadline, maybe before if we need an emergency podcast to react to another big major trade. Who knows? NBA is always a fun league, but Nick, it was awesome today, and everybody, hope you enjoyed.
I gotta get better at those.